This is NITV Radio News. I'm Bethan Smolenik. In this bulletin, a Noongar man warns incarcerating people for fines will lead to more deaths in custody. The future of all children around the world is at risk, according to a new report. And in the NRL, Australia's Indigenous All-Stars team welcomes the national anthem being dropped from this year's fixture. A Noongar father has warned incarcerating people for unpaid fines is likely to lead to more deaths in custody. Rocky Liu was stopped and checked by police while on his way to pick up his anxiety medication on Friday. While the father of seven wasn't doing anything wrong, it emerged he had an unpaid fine to his name, and he was consequently detained and sent to Perth's Kakia prison for 5 days to pay off his $3,599 fine. Upon release, Mr. Lowe told NITV fine defaulters shouldn't be put in maximum security prisons where it is easy for vulnerable people to be attacked, with an Indigenous man killed at the Kakia prison last year. The warning comes just a week before Western Australia's Parliament is due to debate the Fines, Penalties and Infringement Notices Enforcement Amendment Bill in the Upper House. The future of every child and adolescent around the world is at risk if the global community does not unite to address rising emissions, meet sustainability goals, and better invest in health and nutrition. That's according to a joint report by the World Health Organization and the United Nations Children's Fund. The report includes a global index which ranks 180 countries on three measures: child flourishing, sustainability, and income gaps. While Australia ranked 20th for flourishing, which includes child survival, education and sanitation, it ranked 174th in the Sustainability Index, just one spot above Saudi Arabia. A result chair of the Environmental Health Working Group at the World Federation of Public Health Associations, Dr. Liz Hanna, told SBS is truly embarrassing.
It's truly embarrassing for every Australian to be highlighted yet again as a world laggard in caring for the planet and caring for our population. Once upon a time, we could hold our head in hold our head high, and we could have some pride in being Australian, and that's eroding, and it's shameful.
It is hoped the findings will result in governments around the world creating policies based on the needs of children. 15 Australians will remain behind on the Diamond Princess cruise ship in Japan to be with family members who have contracted the coronavirus. It comes as almost 200 Australians will today be flown from the ship to Darwin to be quarantined for another 14 days. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it was the individuals who decided to stay in Yokohama.
It's 15 precisely, and the predominant reason for that is that they are staying in many cases with family members who have actually contracted the virus and are receiving medical attention in Japan. We have over 30 Australians who've contracted the virus who are on the Diamond Princess. So that is the predominant reason, overwhelmingly, for those 15 people who won't be on that plane today. But the good news is we will be bringing them home today.
The total number of cases on board the ship has risen to 542, 88 of which were confirmed within the last 24 hours. A man has been killed and almost 50,000 homes are without power after intense thunderstorms struck the New South Wales coast overnight. The 37-year-old Chatswood resident was walking in Sydney's CBD when he was hit by the gas bottle that had become airborne. The man suffered serious injuries and was rushed to St Vincent's Hospital but died shortly after. Police Detective Inspector David El-Badawi is urging anyone around the Rocks area who notices they are missing a gas bottle to come forward, as he says it is important they know where it originated.
It's a freak incident. I think it was a massive storm last night, hit the city. It was very windy, heavy rain. We just need to know what's happened to this fellow, where the bottle's come from.
More than 800,000 lightning strikes were recorded across the state during the storm, causing widespread power outages and damage. A Uyghur woman living in Melbourne fears her parents may have been detained by the Chinese government and put in a Uyghur so-called re-education camp. It comes as newly leaked documents reveal the extent to which the Chinese government is monitoring Uyghurs in Xinjiang. Speaking out for the first time, Raihung O'Bliss says while she is concerned for her parents, she's glad the truth of what the Chinese government is doing to Uyghur Muslims is being made public.
Every single minute, I miss them. After lost contact with them, my nightmare is beginning. I miss them every single minute. I am so worried about them.
The 137-page document, dubbed the Karakaks List, contains the reasons Uyghurs from Xinjiang's Karakaks County were sent to the camps, camps the Chinese government maintains are voluntary and designed to curb Islamic extremism. Xinjiang expert Adrian Zenz told SBS he believes the documents are genuine because of the detail they contain.
Well, this leak really puts a personal face on this incredible detention campaign. It gives us the fate of hundreds of individuals and their family members. It says, for example, somebody was interned simply because their wife was wearing a veil between 2012 and 2014, or simply because they applied for a passport but never actually left the country. This document proves how China is persecuting its religious minority in clear and blatant violation of its own constitution.
Locals in northern New South Wales have rejoiced as the dry Brewarrina riverbeds began to flow for the first time in years. Heavy rainfall upstream over the weekend replenished the riverbank, bringing the National Heritage listed fish traps, also known as Baimi Ngunhu, back to life. Brewarrina local Bradley Gordon took to Facebook to share the news, audibly shocked at the speed in which the Barwon River section was refilling.
The river is running in Bree. Just started running like about an hour ago or something. Hope there's more to come. Praise God for that. Woo! Kids are already down there playing. Unreal having a look at that. This is what it's meant to do. Just lift your spirits up, you know.
It comes as regional drought-stricken towns across New South Wales reap the benefits of the state's heavy rainfall. Independent MP Andrew Wilkie and Queensland Nationals MP George Christensen have visited WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. The 48-year-old is currently being held in Britain's Belmarsh prison for evading bail and is due to face an extradition trial in the United States next week. Mr. Assange faces 18 charges in the US and, if convicted, will face a sentence of up to 175 years in prison. Mr. Christensen told reporters afterwards Mr. Assange is not doing well after having spoken to him for over an hour.
It was the kind of state you'd expect from a man who's been absolutely and utterly isolated and who just does not know what is going on. He, It was clear to us that his mental state isn't good. It was clear to us that his health isn't good. And when I asked him, how are you doing? I said, I don't mean to be flippant, but how are you doing? And his words were immediately not good.
Turning to sport, Australia's Indigenous NRL All-Stars team has welcomed the decision to drop the national anthem from this year's fixture. It comes a year after many Indigenous players chose to not sing the anthem before their game against New Zealand's Maori All-Stars team. Latrell Mitchell says the move was a long time coming, as the anthem doesn't represent them as First Nations people.
It's a step in the right direction. You know, obviously the Commission of NRL, had a meeting with us and he took off, the first step for us. And we can't thank him enough. And I think, for us to obviously get this, really means a lot to us, to community, obviously our people.
And now a look at today's weather. Perth, a shower or two and a possible storm, 34. Partly cloudy in Adelaide, 23. Showers in Melbourne, 20. A shower or two for Hobart, 17. 23 in Canberra and partly cloudy conditions. Wollongong, sunny in 26. Much the same for Sydney, 29. Cloud clearing in Newcastle, 31. Partly cloudy in Albury-Wodonga, 27. Brisbane should expect a possible late shower or storm, 35. Showers clearing in Townsville, 34. Cairns, showers in 32. Sunny in Alice Springs, 35. Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, 34. And in the Torres Strait Islands, showers in 29. That was NITV Radio News.